Today's Amud for Chazara is Ma'ikaton Chavzayin Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chavavim Abayz, last few words, says the Gemara Tan Rabbanim. Ha'ilich mimakum amakayim, if an aval is a person is traveling from place to place, he's doing business, and then he finds out one of his relatives died, so now he's an avelus, and an aval is not allowed to do malacha. So im yachul amayit be'eska yamayit, if he's able to be mamayit in the amount of business he does, so then that's what he should do. V'mlav, if he's unable, it will cause him a big loss, so then he's allowed to do malacha, but yagal golimayan, he should try to make deals together, collectively, with his group, and in that way, it's less against the halacha of doing malacha. Tan Rabbanan, me'imus la'koyfin esamitois. When does the aval have to start turning over his bed? Mishiyetsim mipesach beisai divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said that it's as soon as the mace leaves the house. Rabbi Yeshua Imer Mishisasim Agailel, it's only once the mace is buried. And it was a mace, Shemes Rabbi Gamliel Azakein, he was Nifter, and Kevin Shiyatsim Pesach Besoy, as soon as he left the house, Amr Lam Rabbi Eliezer Kufumitai Seichem, he told the Avelim to turn over the beds. That was the Shita. The Kevin Shinistam Agailel, once the mace was buried, Amr Lam Rabbi Yeshua Kufumitai Seichem. So that's when Rabbi Yeshua, the Shitasai, said to the Avelim that now you should turn over the beds. And Amr they said to him, "Kvar kafinu al pizakein," that we already turned over the beds because that's what Rabbi Eliezer told us. And Tana Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, "Meimisai zaykvin asamita is bar of Shabbos." When did they start turning over the beds right side up? Lekavet Shabbos, they're not allowed to show avelus in public. So on Shabbos, they keep the beds right side up. So when on Erev Shabbos do they turn it right side up? From this man Mincha and onwards. And Am Rabba Barhuna, Afal Pikein, even though they turn it right side up again, but Inu Yoishev Leha Achatech Shach, they're not supposed to sit on it until it becomes actually Shabbos, until it's night. Ulamaitzai Shabbos, and after Shabbos is over, Afal Pishein Lo Leishev Leha. Even though they only have one day left of the Shiva, they're getting up Sunday morning, they still have to turn the beds over again. Tan Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Hakayfa mitasa ila mitasa bavadu kayfa, a kol mita shiyesha b'techbeisa u kayfa. When he turns over the bed, he has to turn over not just his own personal bed, he has to turn over all of the beds in the house. Vafilu yeshla yasra mitas basar mekaymeis, even 10 beds in 10 different places, kayfa eskulan, he has to turn all of them over. Vafilu chamisha achen umeisachot, even if there's 5 brothers who live in 5 different places and only one of them dies, kulan kayfa, all of them have to turn over the beds, even if they're far away from the mace. Vimhaisa mitam, however, even though he has to turn over all the beds, if he has a bed that doubles as a closet, it's a bed that he just throws his clothes onto, so then in Sarach Lechpesa, that type of bed is not halachically considered a bed in this context, and he does not have to turn it over. And Dargish also, in Sarach Lechpesa, El Zaykfai. He doesn't have to turn it over, he just has to lean it. That Dargish matters Karbita Vunayfum Eilav, that he just loosens the straps, and then the bed frame will fall down. Now, my Dargish, what is this dargish? Amar ula arsa degado, it's a good luck bed. Amar le rabo el meata, you're telling me that the dargish is a good luck bed. Gabe melech tetnan kol ha'am misubin ala aretz hu meisav al dargish, it says that when the king is an oval, so everybody else, they sit on the floor and he sits on the dargish. That doesn't make any sense. Until now, he never sits on it. It's just the bed that's there as a good luck charm. And now, all of a sudden, he sits on it when he's an aval. That doesn't seem to make any sense. However, Maskevah Ravashi, why not? My question, what's the question? It's no different than eating and drinking. That in the loyachlin of loyashkinai. Until the guy was an aval, we don't give him tea, we don't give him to drink. And hashta echlinei vashkinei. And now that he becomes an aval, we feed him, we give him to drink, we give him a this Avra. So you see that we do sometimes in some regards treat an oval better and in different ways than we would before. El I kasha or kasha. But the kasha on ula would be from the following. The Tanya we learned in the Braisa that Dargish ain't a tsarf. It says that the Dargish bed did not have to be turned over. Now, V R said the Gadzo, Amayan Tsarlich Baisa. And if it's a regular bed, it's the good luck bed. So why doesn't he have to turn it over? Hatanya, but we learned in the Braisa that even if it's the bed that he doesn't use, that Hakayfa mitasa le mitasa bavadu kayfa, kol mita shiyesha b'tech beisu kayfa, he has to turn over all the beds in the house, even the ones that he doesn't use. So says the Gemara, my kasha, it's still not a kasha, because midi dava amita miyuchadas lekelim, it's no different than the mita that doubles as the closet. So you see that since it's not being used as a bed bechlal, so then it doesn't have to be turned over. So too this good luck bed. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, paisa. And ma'isa mitasa mita miuchadas lekelim ain't itzarel lech paisa. A mita that's miuchad for kelim does not have to be turned over. El ikasha hakasha. The kasha is from this. The brisa says that Rishim Gamliel Aimer dargish matir karbita v'unayfel me'elav. Now this dargish bed, just loosen the straps and the bed frame will fall down. Now v'isal gadai tocharse de gadol. The dargish is an arse de gadol. It's this good luck bed. So my karbita nistai. It doesn't have karbita. So that's the raya against Ula. The dargish is not this good luck bed. Rather, says the Gemara, Kiyasa Rava, Namrle Ahumi Rabbanim Rav Tachlifa Bar Ma'arava Shemei, Rav Shchiach Peshuka de Glidoi, he was commonly found in the market of the leather makers. He said that my dargish arsa ditzla. He said that a dargush is a leather bed, and that being that it's leather, if it's turned over, it's going to ruin the bed. That's why there's a din not to turn it over. And it marnami Rabbi Yirmiyah dargush seruga mitoichai. This dargush bed is different than a regular bed, and that the poles on the side of the bed, the straps of the dargush bed, it goes into the poles. It goes inside the poles, in the middle of the poles. Whereas mita seruga al gaba. Whereas a regular mita, the straps of the bed frame, it goes on top of the poles that are on its side. And Rabbi Yaakov Aracham, Rabbi Shuban Levi. Halachic Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the halacha followed Rav Shimon Gamliel, that even though a dargish bed doesn't have to be flipped over, but he has to at least loosen the straps and let the bed frame fall down onto the ground. And then Rav Yaakov Bar Acham, Rav Asi, Mita Sheneklita Yoitzen, Zaykva Vedayo. If a person has a bed with poles sticking up from the sides, so it can't be flipped over, it's not going to stand, it's going to fall over, so he doesn't have to turn it over, but he has to be Zaykva, he has to put it on its side, Vedayo, and that's enough. We learned in the Braisa that Yashin Agabe Kise, Agabe Udaini Gedailo, Agabe Karka. If a person, instead of flipping over his bed, he just sleeps on a chair, he sleeps on a big mortar, he sleeps on the ground, Lo Yatsi Idei Chayvasa, he's not Yaitse Yeschiev, and Amr Rabbi Yechon explained, Shalakiyam Kviya Samita, he wasn't Yaitse Yeschiev of turning over the bed. Turning over the bed means literally to turn over the bed. It doesn't just mean to sleep in an uncomfortable way. If he sleeps in an uncomfortable way, and he does not turn over his bed, he's not Yaitse Yeschiev. Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, Mechabdin, Merbitzin, the Beis Ha'evel, a person could sweep and do all sorts of mapping inside of the Avil's house. Umedichin, Ka'arais, Vekaises, Itzoiches, Vekitonios, the Beis Ha'evel, and he's allowed to do wash the dishes in the Avil's house. However, Ve'ein, Mevienes, Amugmar, Vesa, Besamel, the Beis Ha'evel, he's not allowed to bring nice smelling spices into the Avil's house. Ask the Gemara, Aini, is that true? Can't bring in some different nice spelling besamim. Vatani Bar Kapara taught that a mevarchin loyal mugmar v'loyal besamim v'beis ha'evel, that you're not allowed to make a bracha on the spices. Mashma that bruchi udloy mevarchinan ha'isuye ma'isinan. It's mashma you just don't make a bracha, but you are allowed to bring it in. So says the Gemara like Kasha ha'beis ha'evel ha'beis ha'minachemen. The beis ha'evel, the place when the mace is still in the house, so then there could be a bad smell. So then it's mutter to bring in the spices, just as there's a din not to make a bracha, because the spices aren't there to smell good, it's just there to remove the bad smell. Fine, that's when the mace is in there. But in the Beis HaMenachemin, when the mace is already out of the house, so then when it's already just a place where people are coming to be Menachem Avul, then there's a din not to even bring in the Besamim.